Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Well, I am excited to bring to the Lalisa Williams Show three or four powerful women that are about to throw down on an empowerment session like no other. And I believe I have at least one of them on the line with me right now. But before I bring her on, and I'm not sure others that will be able to call in, but I just want to welcome those of you who have tuned in to the broadcast. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, I can never get enough empowerment. As a person who looks forward to empowering other people, one of the things I realize that I have to stay empowered as well. So I am always willing and open to bring people of empowerment onto this radio program. As you heard, the opening song is an empowering song that I learned of back in the 70s. And it has stuck with me ever since, so much so that I've used it now for the past 3 years as our opening song to this show, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. I mean, I don't know what is more empowering than that. I mean, I do know of some other songs that are also very, very empowering, but there's something about that song by McFadden and Whitehead. I mean, you know, talking about leaving the negative people way behind. I don't know how people are going to make it in life if they're constantly hanging around negative people. But I want to welcome our guests to the broadcast. I want to talk a little bit about their event that they have coming up. It's Women of God, Your gonna make it. So I want to give you all a few more minutes. It's just a half-hour broadcast. But go and tell someone to tune in. They are going to be, they're on tour. Their first stop is in South Carolina. But I'm going to open up the phone lines of our guests and let them tell you more about it. I believe who we have on the line right now, and all of them are authors. One of the authors I know, she's a good friend of mine. I met her. She's an awesome woman of God. She's an awesome leader. That's author Kawan Fitch. I'm not sure if she tuned in yet, but I'll open up their phone lines as I see them tuning in. And also Miss Sylvia White, I believe, was the first person that called in. Sylvia, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, Sylvia. I've never met you, but if you are a woman about empowerment, you are a woman after my own heart.
Yes. I'm just so excited to be a part of this Empowerment Night on tonight in Somerton, South Carolina. That's, you know, on the outskirts of Columbia. And this, you know, our leader of this event is, of course, none other than Ms. Diane Washington Flagg. She's headed us up, and she's pulled us all together to bring a message and a word to women that will change their lives on tonight. And we just are so excited to know that God is going to move on tonight like never before.
Now, also, I opened up someone else's phone line, I believe. Who is that area code 803?
That is me, Lalisa. It's Kawan. How are you?
Hey, Ms. Kawan. You know, I still, you know, here, I think this is the first, is this the first time you've been on the radio with me?
I think it is. After all these years, this is the first time I've been on with you.
We had so many plans to get you on, and there was always something that preempted that, but look how God worked it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Isn't this something how I, you know, born and raised in Jersey, Jersey City, and worked in Newark. That's how I met you. Meet Diana online. She puts this thing together here in South Carolina where I live now. So I'm just in awe of how God just put the whole thing together and is connecting me with women who are actually here. So it's really, really an awesome thing.
And so you didn't know any of, did you know any of these women that you're about to have this throw down empowerment night with?
I only know Diana. I know Diana, and actually when I had met her online and we had been connecting on Facebook, but when I came up to Jersey this summer for a week for my girls' empowerment camp, she came in as with one of our guests to surprise me, to meet me in person, and we connected then. So that was the very first and only time, this was back in July of this year,
wow,
that I actually met Diana. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah.
This is it, boy. Wow. I mean, I so wish I could be there with you all, because I know this is going to be an amazing night. So I hope you all are planning. I hope you got your cameras there and you're going to videotape so we can get some footage of this empowering night. I know you also have author and pastor Myra Pearson. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I just want to get a mention of the names of you all's books, because I know that you all have some powerful books. And I was looking at the, I was looking at on Lady Flagg's page, and I was looking at the, you know, the flyer for this, and powerful, powerful. And so we have the Heart of Faithfulness. And I believe that's author Sylvia White. And then, Kawan,
yes,
you have, I know you have your Confessions of a Welfare Mom, but I know you also have other books that you're also working on, and I'm not sure if you have books. And then your author and Pastor Myra Pearson has Woman of God. You're gonna make it, I tell you. Anyway, so I just want you all to share about this night. What do you want people to know? It's happening tonight, Friday, December the 21st at 7 p.m. when Lady Flag contacted me, I said, you know, I was a little bit under the weather, right,
mm-hmm.
with a cold and what have you, and I was talking to my sister, and she said, boy, you know, she said, nothing can stop the fire starter, can it? And I said, absolutely not, but an opportunity to bring you women on and let you tell people this is a one-day empowerment session, and I know those people are going to be begging more. I've been with Kawan. I know what she is about. She is an empowering woman. And so I know what she can do. I've watched you here, Kawan, when you had the organization with the women. I'm still running into women that you impacted their lives. When you had my sister's keeper down in Newark, where I got a chance to meet you, through Anjanette Washington, thank God for her. She, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have never met you. So I love to give credit to people where I've, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not, no, never met you had it not been for that little lady, okay? And she didn't have to introduce us, but she did. And I thank God for her, because then you introduced me to Crystal Jones. And I worked for Crystal almost a whole year. Okay? Working for Crystal, I ran into my old friend Gloria. So let me tell you, it's not lost on me how God connects people for the right reasons. And so anyway, but go ahead, ladies, just talk about, you know, this. And so I just want people to know, and I believe we now have on the line also with us Pastor Arthur Myra Pearson, is that correct?
Well, this is actually Lady Flag on the line. God bless you and good morning.
Okay, well, God bless
good
you.
Good morning. Good morning, Lady Flag.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, you ladies, just take it away and just talk about this. But I just wanted to, you know, set that up for people who tune in, because, you know, we talk a lot about helping people and doing things, but a lot of people don't always know how that help comes about. And so we want people to know this is how it happens. You know, just little incidental relationships become made. Some people think they have to meet somebody big and famous.
Right.
Or get next to somebody here. And then, no, all you got to do is just be minding your own business. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Minding my own business when Angela Vett connected me with you, Kawan, and I think she was minding her own business when she found you. And I remember you let me use your facility.
Mm-hmm.
Down Newark for a little of nothing, and some weeks, nothing. You let me come there and hold my workshops.
Absolutely.
Right downtown Newark, right across from City Hall.
It's all
and I
about
think,
service.
That's it.
No, so you are a woman of empowerment. And I know if you're doing any, and you let me come to Jersey City, you know, and if you're doing anything down there in South Carolina like you were doing up here, I know that's going to be a better place. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you ladies now. And Sylvia has her book. Sylvia, how did you get involved in this?
Well, Facebook, Lady Flag and I have been talking back and forth, and I had sent her several of my books to put in her bookstores there in Jersey, and amazing, just, you know, this guy connecting the dots. And, you know, we had stayed in touch, you know, talking back and forth on Facebook, and she said, actually, Lady Flag is from South Carolina. Her home is here, which she is actually 20 minutes from where I live. Of course, we never met. She actually, her home was about 20 minutes from where I live. We never met, and that was, like, so weird when we really started talking. And I'm just watching how God is connecting the dots. And, Kawan, your church, which is Pastor Bailey, is a very good friend of my pastor, Dr. Dexter Easley. And we have spoken at Right Direction so many times. We brought our youth to the youth conferences and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, God, you are just really, you know, connecting things here. And so,
absolutely.
You know,
and and my pastor, Pastor Bailey, is actually from Jersey City, and his wife,
wow.
Marcia Bailey, is from she's from Newark.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, when God does it, he just does it,
yes.
Right. That's all we can say.
Yes.
You know, and I
yeah.
know that every one of us comes from powerful ministries where we've said the word and it's in us. And so it's just do me honor that Lady Flag considered me and asked me to be a part of this empowerment night. I have been getting calls from my friends on Facebook and say, you better go preach, girl. And I'm excited. People are praying for tonight, interceding for tonight. My whole family, immediate family, will be there tonight. We're just excited.
Man, I'm excited. This is Lady Flag. I'm excited what God is doing in the season. He is connecting dots, and he's connecting people from some everywhere. And my prayer has always been to. Always for the women, because women, we go through a lot. We carry a lot. We carry our stuff, our husband stuff, our family stuff, our work stuff, and all this stuff is just heaviness that sometimes is on overload and overdrive. And then we get to a closing of 2012, and some of us feel like we're going to quit. We can't make it. We can't go no further. I'm about to lose my mind if another situation come and be landed in my hands. Although we might feel as though we can handle it, but here's another situation that's coming my way, and God, I'm about to lose it. And I feel that a lot of women, my sisters, are getting to a point in 2012, December 21st, y'all. We only a couple of days away until the new year. But I heard God say, I heard him clear just before the closing of the year back in November. I said, okay, God, where are we going with this next? Where are we going with this next? And Pastor Myra Pearson book, when I was going through my own situation, I just looked at her title, read her book. But I looked at her title of her book while I was facing something just so it was about to wipe me out. I was getting drained. And the title just spoke out, Woman of God, You're Going to Make It. And I said, oh, my goodness. Okay, God, I'm going to pick this book back up and I'm going to read it. And just the three things that she dealt with in her book, just the beginning, talked about depression, talked about discouragement, talked about being deceived. You women, we know we have been deceived by some people. We know that we've been discouraged even while we are doing the work of the Lord. We know that even depression may have even set in. So as I begin to read this and begin to think of God's goodness, because you got to have a bounce back. You know, sometimes you can't even pick up the phone. You got to begin to speak life to yourself. But not everybody is strong enough to do that. Some people would definitely give in. And like I said, when you have a work ahead of you, and you've been faithful, this is where Arthur Sylvia book came in at, was the heart of faithfulness. And I said, okay, God, where are we going with this? But before we could even get to being faithful, we got to begin to confess our faults one to another. So there are some confessions with Arthur Kiwan Fitch book that sometimes we got to go to that extreme to go and get some. We got to tap into resources to get help. Don't mean you got to stay there. Don't mean you got to stay in the system. But if these things were planted in the earth realm for us to get a relief and to be relieved, it's nothing wrong with going there and then getting equipped. Sometimes we might have to change our career, change the pattern. But see, if we're not sensitive and if we don't confess these things and seek for help with people, good godly women, because y'all got some good godly women that's coming on tonight, and they're going to bring it on heavy. but with godly women that's going to empower you, that's going to encourage you, that's going to uplift you and say, listen, you're not in this alone. God sent us so we can speak life into your dead situation. Bounce back, my sister, because you're going to make it. And this is what the empowerment session is all about. It's for you to come to a place where you don't have to look all jazzed out like you got it together. We want you to come, let your hair down, take your shoes off, get comfortable, eat, sit at the table, and eat the meat that's about to be fed tonight. Because we want some real talk. We're going to talk about some real matters and things of the heart. Because you are not going into 2013 the same way as you're feeling right now, December 21st, 2012. You going in with your authority that you have been equipped and qualified for. You're going to make it.
Right.
And that's what these women, look, and it's amazing because I said, well, Lord, I'm going. Now, I prayed about this. Because I said the empowerment session is not just to be done in Jersey. This thing has to be spread abroad, globally, internationally. We got to go further. And God put these three women in the same location. Didn't know each other, but now they do. And it's a start. They're about to break ground tonight. And guess what? It gets bigger from this.
Yes.
It gets bigger from this.
Wow, I'm just honored. I'm so honored, you know. And it's so funny because when Diana first, you know, mentioned it to me, it was almost, you know, I wasn't even catching it that she was asking me to be a part of it. because it was so over my head. And I'm just so honored to be included. And you know, you just say, Lord, I'm not worthy, but I know that you have something that has to come out of me for this audience, for these women to hear. And I'm just honored to be able to have the opportunity. You know, it's such an amazing thing. You know, Lalisa, you know where I started out. We were talking about that earlier. And to see how God has switched this thing up, you know, to be where it's not, you know, I'm not hiding behind the shadow of an organization, you know. It's very different when it's you. It's not, you know, the name of my organization out there. It's Kwan Fitch out there. And it's like God called me.
I'm just
honored. And I appreciate, you know, so much that you saw something and that you thought it not robbery to include me in this, you know. Say, hey, Kwan, come on and get over here, and that he spoke to you on me, and that means so much to me. You know, a lot of times the women who we're ministering to, oh God, that's new for me to say that word too, that I'm ministering.
Okay.
You know, to women that we're ministering to, you know, one of the biggest things that they want is to be recognized, to be seen for who they are. You know, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out who we are. And as we're doing that, for somebody to recognize who we are, it's validating and it's empowering in itself. You know, so I plan to get as much out of it, you know, just in this process of pulling it together. I've gotten more, so much out of it. So I plan to get as much out of this evening as I plan to share. You know, I plan to sit at the table and eat as well. I'm a newbie in this, you know. This, you know, I just said to my stepfather, I don't know why, I said to him, and I said, Pop, I said, I've spoken at many places before. I said, but I don't believe that I've ever done church.
Wow.
I thought about it, and I said, I have never been invited, you know, this is, you know, I know that this is my ministry, but I have never done it at that platform.
Wow.
So this is so much bigger, Diana, than you could probably ever have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
In the truly, you know. And I just wanted to continue to make sure that you know that I thank you and I appreciate you for seeing something
yeah.
in me that you did not, that you wanted me on this project. Because I was asking you about it like I planned on coming.
Yes.
You are coming.
I said you want it.
Okay. For those of you who are listening in,
say the words to me.
Right. For those of you who are listening in, or if you want to go and tell your people in that South Carolina area, let me make sure you know exactly what information to give out. This is the Women Empowerment Book Club, their one-day empowerment session happening tonight, Friday, December the 21st at 7 p.m. The theme is Women of God, You're Gonna Make It. And the hosts are Pastor Jamont and Lady Diana Flagg. We have the three speakers, author Sylvia White, author Kawan Fitch, and author Myra Pearson, which I don't think we've heard from yet, so we're going to let you get some words in. They have a psalmist, Courtney Snyder. It's going to be held at the Jehovah Jireh Outreach Ministries, a church beyond the walls, where Pastor Myra Pearson is the pastor, located at 239 Main Street, Somerton, South Carolina. So if you know anyone in that area, get on your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or wherever else you interact with people on social media, let them know, because I know it's going to be powerful. I'm so awesome what I'm hearing so far. Pastor Myra Pearson, I didn't know if you got a chance to share some of your thoughts about this powerful one-day empowerment session, what people can expect from you.
Amen. Pastor Pearson, unfortunately, couldn't join us this evening. This morning.
No problem.
On the call. However, it might be a good thing, because we want her to put the icing on the cake.
Yes.
So you're hearing from two out of the three authors. So
that's
if you're enjoying what you're hearing now, then I'm trust and believe you're going to definitely enjoy what Pastor's going to bring on this evening.
Oh, yes. Oh, listen, we would have been fine if we didn't have anybody. I love just talking about empowering. So we have a couple of people on the phone lines. If you want to ask a question of these ladies, or if you want to comment, if you haven't gotten their books yet, if you have if you want to know anything about it, I do have a phone line that I'm going to open up. Someone from the 410, and I think I know that number. But tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Beverly Carter, and I'm calling from Odenton, Maryland, near Baltimore. And I am just excited about this event. And, you know, this book club started it. Is that right?
Yes.
And so, and it's now led to a ministry that you're talking about empowering women. And what was just hitting my spirit was, you know, how Apostle Paul went around, as others apostles did, but encouraging the hearts of the people and that, to not give up. I think that is such a timely message that God is putting in his prophet's mouth to speak his word and to let the people know that are believers that it's going to be all right. And so I'm just excited about this work because you ladies seem excited about it. And we need to be persuading people in this last day, not just telling them and not caring whether they get it, but actually trying to convince them with conviction ourselves. So
yes.
Wish you Godspeed in the work that you're doing. But it started with a book club. I just note that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, it did. It started with this book club. The Lady Diana Flagg started this book club, her and some of her people here in New Jersey that she started it with, or husband, her children, and what have you. And I know Tina's been working very closely with her and Pastor Rebecca and others, and we've all been a part of it. It's been beautiful. But this book title, Women of God, You're Going to Make It. You know, how many times do we say that to women of God when they get to that place where they feel like giving up?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing out of our mouths. And so I think it was very, you know, important and very powerful that Pastor would put that in a book, and Now it's part of this conference, and I mean, that is just awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can get that book.
What I wanted to say about this, because a lot of times we go to conferences and we go to seminars and workshops and we get empowered and inspired, but a lot of times we don't have anything but a mental note or whatever we've written down based upon whatever was spoken by whatever speaker. But in this type of setting, you'll be able to walk away with not only a mental note of what each person talked about, but you'll be able to also purchase their book and be able to get your book signed by these awesome authors. And you'll be able to read these books and be in touch with these authors. And as it bless you, you'll be able to spread the word to another sister or another brother, too. We don't want to leave them out either, that might be going through and just need to be empowered. So that's the beauty of these empowerment sessions, because you will not only get it through the spoken word, but you'll be able to see it in black and white. What they deliver through their mouth is also written. And you got to remember, it is so. Whatever it is, just like it is in the Bible, we got to believe it. We got to believe what we read, because these authors were inspired by God to put it in our term, in our language, what we're going through, because there's no more excuses. God is trying to raise up another group of people that really have a sincere heart to follow him and let go all the drama.
Lady Fly, I would like to say to the women who are going to be coming tonight, this is Author Sylvia, that God is saying expect him to reveal himself to them on tonight. To open up and allow him to reveal himself to them tonight, because that's what's going to happen.
Amen. I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe it. And I want to say even to Author Kawan Fitch, you know, she said something that she's never been called in the ministry setting per se to do what she's about to do tonight. He's doing something new. He's breaking the fallow ground. And it's coming through you in another way. So although it's all new to you, you've done it before, but just not in this setting.
Right.
But this is a stepping stone, because this is where he's calling you to.
Yeah.
All we got to do is, like the Nike commercial say, just do it.
Ooh, Lalisa, you hear that?
Kawan, I hear it, Kawan Fitch. And, yes, I'm just still, you know, again, having, you know, known you for several years now back from the Kentalk days, though I didn't meet you through Kentalk, but I met you while I was working at Kentalk, so now we're going
it's
back
been
on.
5 years, Lalisa. November was 5 years that we've known each other.
Oh, wow, Kawan. All I can say is ever since I've met Kawan, she's been so good to me, and she didn't know me. She met me out of nowhere, and this woman shared whatever she had with me, her space, her facility that cost a lot of money, and she came across as if somebody was donating it to her, and she just allowed me to use it. She knew I didn't have a lot of funds, but she knew I had a big dream. And when you got a big dream, the Bible says your gifts will make room for you.
That's right.
Dreams will make room for you as well. Because I had a dream to have a training center, and a few ladies were there last night as we celebrated our first Christmas in a training center that God gave me. But, Kawan, you helped to lay that dream, because going to your place allowed me to see what I could do. People are so with their stuff, they're so afraid to let people in on what's theirs. But don't you know God's going to give you your own anyway?
That's right.
He'll give you more for sharing what you got.
Yes.
And that's what I see for you, Kawan. He's got so much for you, because you just so openly gave of what you had to me, and you didn't even know me. I wasn't your high school friend. I wasn't the girl you sat on the church pew with. I was a rank stranger. and you opened up your doors and let me, I mean, I had my own key to get in. That's how awesome she was. And so I just thank God for you. And then the woman you connected, you know, she had a big event. I'll never forget, over 100 people were there, and she invited me to come and speak. You know, and the mayor, not the mayor, but many dignitaries were there. The mayor might have been there. I don't know, but I know some other people were that I got exposure to. And the same thing with Lady Flag. You know, she's exposed me to a lot of people and so many others. I'm just saying these people because I'm on the phone with you. But and many others.
I like why you're saying that, because what that says to me, Prophetess Lalisa J. Williams, the awesome woman of God, is, and you've done that with some awards that you've said, and, you know, a woman of power is one that helps others.
Mm.
Yeah. And so what you're expressing, what I'm getting from that, is how we have to have real love and that competition and jealousy. There's no place for it in the body
That's
of Christ.
Right.
You have to
That's
help
right.
accomplish the work of God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. That's right. And I thank God for how, you know, Kawan, you didn't think it robbery, and, you know, you did those things. And then when you had your book coming out, and, you know, I know we tried to connect on some other things. We kept missing dates and what have you. And I just thank God for people like you. And I know those women down there, those women are being blessed mightily, and I know the other women that you're meeting up with, author Sylvia White, I can just hear it in your voice that you're also that same kind of woman.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this Pastor Pearson is, and you all are coming to her church. She doesn't think it robbery to let you all use her facility. A person needing a facility from time to time and having one, I know what that means, to
mm-hmm.
be able to use someone's facility to hold an event. Minister Beverly, that's who you're hearing, and one, the other person who is on the line. She's in Maryland, and she does the same thing. And we have an event that we all do together, and we're on the radio every Sunday together on Sisters in the Spirit. She's actually my sister. But she does the exact same thing, and these are women who put their own money out. Lady Flag, all of you, Tina, everybody, Minister Valerie, all of the people that I know that are part of this movement, so to speak, are the real women of power. And we have to showcase what we're doing, you know, and we got to, because there's a dying world. There's a selfish world. There's a greedy world. And they need to see the right way to do it. There are people with businesses who are struggling. And there are others who have businesses that aren't struggling. They ought to be helping the struggling people with businesses.
Amen.
Especially
Amen.
Men and women of God. A man or woman of God should not be struggling for too long, because somebody should be coming alongside to help them.
Amen.
Amen.
Like the Good Samaritan. They picked that man up and took him to a place and gave him a place to stay. Some woman of God, man of God, should be coming alongside, helping the men and women of God who are struggling. So I think that this empowerment session will go there, and then we'll see, we can bring it to Maryland, and then we got Ohio, we got Texas, y'all. We just need to come together.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Woman of God, I just love the title, and that's so powerful. Woman of God, you're going to make it.
Yes.
Not maybe if you click your heels three times. No, just the word of God. You're going to make it.
Yes.
I just love it. I just love it. I just thank God for Lady Flag, and, you know, you're such a humble spirit, and, you know, Lady Flag has a TV show here. She does The Rope of Hope. She has Power Praise Radio. For those of you who are listening in, you want to get a power word, you want to get a praise word. You know, really, y'all, you got Minister Valerie Allen. She's got her Here We Are to Worship. Minister Valerie Allen has a powerful, powerful video. You know, we'll get her on another time and talk to her about that. But we have to, you know, we got so much help.
Yes.
There should not be a Connecticut situation, because we got so much help for these people.
Amen.
We just got to get the word to them.
That's it.
That's why Jesus said, go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just sit in the house with the word. We got to take it out there.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you could do this empowerment session in Connecticut. It needs to be done there.
Yes.
I bet you would get an overflow.
Amen.
Those people need to be empowered right now. They need to hear right now, woman, man of God, you're going to make it.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Surely we know somebody in Connecticut. If you go to Connecticut, I'm going.
Amen. Well, we're going to make it happen. Going to make it happen.
Well, I have a sister in Connecticut.
Let's do
it. I have a sister that's in Connecticut.
Okay, ever since I saw that, I said, I want to go up there. I'm a little under the weather with a cold, but I said, if I was feeling better, I'd be going right up there. I didn't feel compelled to go to 911, but I feel compelled to go.
Yes.
I say, let's go to Connecticut and do a one-day empowerment session. I bet that place would be flooded.
I believe it would be, too.
But tonight you all are in South Carolina.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. <That's>, Flag, where are you?
I'm right now in Monk's Corner, about a good hour and some change away from where the actual event will be taking place, at my parents' home.
Oh,
and,
great.
Yes.
Oh, you're home. You want to do lunch?
We are going to coordinate it. Yes.
We could go on and on. We've actually gone a little bit over the 30 minutes, and Blog Talk Radio, the way that they will just end it. So let's say our goodbyes now and thank all you wonderful, wonderful. I mean, we could keep talking, but it'll just cut us off. You wonderful people, we said where this event is going to take place at, tell us again, Lady Flag, where tonight?
It's going to be at Jehovah Jireh Outreach Ministry, a church without walls. The address, I don't have the address.
Okay,
Lily,
I got it right from your page.
Okay,
let's just take a second, you know. Blah. Okay, so it's going to be at the Jehovah Jireh Outreach Ministries, 239 Main Street, Somerton, South Carolina, 29148. Make plans to be there. Tell everybody in your circle to go. They're going to have an awesome, awesome time. They're going to love it. Anything Lady Flags do, let me tell you, it's going to be awesome, powerful. This lady is amazing. And you know what, Lady Flag, I keep forgetting that you can sing, so you keep slipping under the radar on that. So I got to get you to you and your husband. You know, she be acting all shy, but Lady Flag sings. I know you preach, too, but she sings, y'all. So make sure she sings something, y'all, while she's down there. You don't like to let that out too much, I know. But this lady can sing. Beautiful children. Hopefully you all have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas and wonderful holiday and with your family and friends. Y'all going to have a good time. Thank you for those who called in. Thank you, author Sylvia White, your powerful book, The Heart of Faithfulness. All these books you can get through Lady Flag, Kawan Fitch, Confessions of a Welfare Mom, powerful book, different mothers, different women that have gone through the welfare system, telling their stories of helping people, of hope and healing, powerful, powerful book. And also the powerful book by Pastor author Myra Pearson, Woman of God, You're Gonna Make It. Love it, love it, love it. Got to get that book for some people. Thank you for calling in. For those on the phone lines, thank you for staying with us the whole time. Thank you for calling in with your comments and sharing your encouragement, your words of encouragement. Minister Beverly and Minister Valerie, I know some people were in the chat room, but we didn't have sound in the chat room for a minute, so we do apologize for that. Oh, y'all, it's going to be awesome, and we can't wait to see pictures tonight. The fire is coming down
in
South Somerton.
At 7 p.m., y'all, 7 p.m.
7 p.m., get there early, get you a good seat. Get there early and network with the authors and get a chance to meet with them and talk with them. Let God, you know, speak a powerful word, you know, through them to you. And network and fellowship. with, I'm sure there are going to be other people there. I just, like I said, wished I could be there. I know you guys are going to have an amazing, amazing time. Wow. Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Coach Lalisa. Again, thanks for tuning in, and you all are welcome to come on this broadcast. And, oh, somebody tuned in. Okay, I see you. You have about 2 seconds. Yes, I just opened up your phone line, area code 908.
Praise ye the Lord. God bless you, Coach Lalisa Prophetess, Lalisa J. Wims. God bless you, Minister Beverly Carter. God bless you, Lady Flag. I'm so happy to hear about you guys are doing in South Carolina. As